This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2003. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 10th, Alaska, Antarctica, Australia, Bahrain, Bhutan, Bougainville, Canada, China, Cuba, France, Germany, India, Ireland, Korea South, Papua New Guinea, Romania, South Carolina, Spain, Swaziland, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the B19 shortwave broadcasting season begins Sunday, October 27th. Some stations are already publicizing their new schedules, so let's get a head start on some of them, remembering that they're not quite in effect yet. KNLS Alaska is always slow to put up their new schedules on their English website, but their separate Russian-language site, knls.net, already has the new schedule up for all languages, from which I extract the Angliski, or English, hours for the new season. Transmitter 1 at 086075, at 10 UT 6115, at 12 11760, and at 14 also 11760, while the second transmitter is also employed for the 12 UT broadcast on 9665. I should point out these are tentative, and KNLS has also been known to make some considerably significant changes as the season gets underway. For example, it really doesn't make sense to go up from 6 to 11 megahertz for the broadcasts later in the Asian night. Manuel Mendez in Spain updates us on how LRA 36 Antarctica is operating, slightly below 15476. On October 3rd, he says, they came on the air at 12:32, but they were extremely weak and was not heard after 1500 UT. That was a Thursday, so at that time, he said, LRA 36 seems to have returned to its previous schedule, only on air Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:30 to about 14:30, but not always, and repeating the program at 1800. However, 2 days later, on Saturday, October 5th, it was on the air again, he says, heard from 12:45 to 13:26, but very weak, 15475.97, with nonstop rock music. And they were off the air before 13:56. Meanwhile, Manuel Mendez and others have started receiving some EQSLs from Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. They come in the form of MS words. They have a design, sort of a shield, and the QSL information is underneath or on top of that, making it rather hard to read. But so far, these have not been for the special a few weeks ago or any of the latest broadcasts, but instead dating back to last March. So it seems they have been clearing out their file of reception reports to be answered. They also say they will have another special broadcast on their actual anniversary, which is October 20th, a special program being prepared, including greetings from listeners around the world. All in Spanish, of course, but Bruce Churchill in California provides a translation of part of what they say with their reply. We are working to improve the signal day by day. We broadcast our program, Share Esperanza, or Compartiendo Esperanza, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:30 and again at 18:30 UT. You can also listen to it through the internet at www.radionacional.com.ar. Furthermore, on Saturdays from 14 to 15 hours local time, that's 17 to 18 UT, the program goes to the whole country over the Radio Nacional network, starting with AM 870 in Buenos Aires, where they tell stories and Antarctic experiences. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association reports hearing Radio Bahrain measured on 9741.25 in the H3E mode, that is USB plus carrier, making it almost compatible AM, at 2018 UT on October 6th. In Arabic, an apparent radio drama, male and female characters, spirited talk, and mentioning Bahrain with light instrumental music bridges between the scenes. Farragut Signal, he says, there in Ontario, and they've drifted a bit since I last logged them some years ago. Well, congrats, Mark. That's one that still escapes me. By the way, their nominal frequency is not 9740, but 9745, and it's supposedly 24 hours. World Radio TV Handbook shows they have only one frequency, but two shortwave transmitters, one of 10 kilowatt and the other of 60 kilowatts. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, laments an unfortunate development for him. BBS Bhutan 6035 are cutting off about an hour earlier than usual. He says the longer they are on the air for me, the better the reception, so I hope they return to their former time. October 8th, they were not heard when checking after 10:41. On October 7th, they went off at 10:38. On October 6th, they cut off at 10:43. On October 5th, they were not heard when he tuned in at 10:42. And on October 9th, they went off the air at 10:30, another disappointing day. As of October 10th, every day since at least October 4th, Trenton Military CHR on 15034 USB, instead of military flight weather, in its roll call of bases, has been uttering no report received from anywhere. This occurs whenever I have checked it at many times of the day and also on the night frequency, 6754 USB. No report received has been a common problem from some of the airports, but not from all of them at once. When this happens, you can be sure the problem is not at the airports, but at CHR. Furthermore, the signal on both frequencies has been overmodulated and distorted instead of the usual clear SSB. You'd think by now someone would have noticed and fixed the problem. On October 8th, Jorge Freitas in Brazil reports that China Radio International has stopped broadcasting in Portuguese. They're just playing music during the Portuguese hours. A statement from CRI to Ian José Silva said that from September 23rd there is only music on shortwave, and asked him to follow the program on the internet at portuguese.cri.cn, where there are no podcasting programs, only some audio with news. The most obvious place to notice this is the Cuban Relay at 23 UT on 13650, as Rick Barton in Arizona has reported, but just music and no Portuguese language programming as of October 4th, also noted in Brazil by José Ronaldo Xavier on October 8th. Stephen Luce in Houston says this is rather surprising news, given CRI's continuing commitment to shortwave. Assume it includes both the European and Latin American beams in Portuguese. I wonder if those music-only transmissions will continue into the next season. And does this suggest changes coming for Spanish broadcast to those areas, or I might add, any other languages being cut back in a similar way from China? After several weather delays, the yacht race from France to Canary Islands finally got underway on October 5th. There were broadcasts scheduled to go with this. Weather for the racers in English and French transmitted from France at 15 to 16 UT. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been keeping close track of these scheduled transmissions. They did not start until October 6th, and not all the four frequencies could always be heard, and there's some doubt all of them were on the air every day. Two of them in AM mode and two in DRM are scheduled, 5970 and 13730 in AM, which Richard says he could finally hear both on October 8th from 15, but they stopped at 1539 and turned off the transmitters to save some electricity at 1542. And on October 9th, in addition to the AM frequencies, for the first time, he could detect the DRM signal on 15300, but not on 6105. I guess the name mini-trans-at is supposed to connote not quite transatlantic, since it's only going to Canary Islands. However, there is a second leg in November, apparently, which will go on to somewhere in the Caribbean, and more broadcasts for that. Speaking of the Atlantic, another station, which is not at sea, Radio Atlantic 2000, plans another monthly broadcast, if you're hearing this in time, Saturday, October 12th at 08 to 9 UT via Channel 292 Germany 6070.
and repeated Sunday the 13th at 19 to 20, also on 6070. Each of those will be followed by an additional broadcast online only for one more hour. This apparently originates in France, at least that's where their website is. Thanks for this news to Mike Terry, Zaharias Liangas, and Roberto Scaglioni. Andy Reid in Ontario was pleased to hear the news at 9 local time from All India Radio. That is 1530 UT on 11560, following some other language broadcasts, until off at 1545. Mick Delmage in Alberta says, "That's nice. They usually cut off just as news at 9 starts on that frequency. I hope it's a regular thing, as it comes in well here also." It's also very good into England, says Noel Green. In the British DX Club, John Walsh publicizes a program he produces for broadcast on an FM station in Ireland, but also available online. In fact, it's a one-hour media program called Wireless. It's on Flirt FM, F-L-I-R-T, and the website to find it is wirelessflirt, F-L-I-R-T, .radio.ie, and look for their podcasts. The original broadcast is on the first Monday of every month at 3 p.m. local time on Flirt FM 101.3 in Galway. Topics on the October episode: RTE funding crisis, implications for RTE Lyric FM, the classical channel, and public service broadcasting generally. Also another possible casualty, RTE's longwave radio service, and two important radio anniversaries, East Coast FM and Community Radio Yogal, and also about U.S. tribal radio. Last week we had news from Ron Howard that the two main clandestines from South to North Korea, Echo of Hope and Voice of the People, had suddenly started shifting frequencies by about 5 kHz, but not all of them. Each of them has multiple frequencies. Since then, he and Wolfgang Büschel have kept close track of how they changed from one day to the next. We assumed at first to avoid North Korean jamming, although not all the frequencies were jammed in the first place. But as of October 7th, Ron Howard concludes, "Today they moved back into jamming from frequencies that had been in the clear after the October 1st move. It seems no one is really monitoring these frequency assignments, especially it's strange about 4885, which had never been jammed as long as I had daily checked there, and yet today they moved up to 4890, which doesn't affect reception at all, as it was unjammed before and is still unjammed. North Korea never changed anything with the jamming frequencies after October 1st. That is why it makes no sense to move from frequencies that were in the clear after October 1st back into the jammed frequencies today. Clearly these moves are completely arbitrary and have nothing to do with what is actually happening on the various frequencies. What should have happened was for them to keep the changes made on October 1st and today make some additional new moves to clear frequencies. Then all frequencies would have been free from jamming. Strange developments. All we can do is keep monitoring and see what happens next." Ron Howard reports that on October 4th, both remaining Papua New Guinea stations were off the air, a very unusual situation. NBC Madang 3260 silent, and NBC Bougainville, the breakaway islands, 3325, also off the air when checked after 10:39. Due to this rather rare double silence, I went online to find out what was happening and found the probable explanation. PNG Power would be conducting major load shedding and disconnection exercises throughout the country this week. The October 2nd info specifically mentioned Buka or Bougainville as being affected, plus conducting major disconnection exercise in our cities and towns throughout the country as of this week. By October 9th, however, it was nice to find that Bougainville had power. 3325 heard after 10:27, with usual pop songs and some impassioned speeches. No news at 1100, but no carrier interference from Voice of Indonesia. And as of October 9th, Madang 3260 was still off the air. The International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2003. A non-commercial program also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in California, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Sunday, November 3rd is the annual Day of the Listeners at Radio Romania International. I've yet to find anything about this on their English language website, but Roberto Scaglione has forwarded what they say in Italian to his bclnews.it Yahoo group. They appear to be inviting listener essays on the subject of the 30th anniversary of the fall of communism in Eastern Europe in late 1989. And what is the role of international radio today, especially the programming of RRI? They will be broadcasting some of the listener comments, which may be sent by email or via the website if you can find exactly where, at www.rri.ro. By November 3rd, of course, the new B-19 schedule will be in effect, and as always, all RRI programming will move one UT hour later, as if everyone in the world were going off DST. And required programming to stay at the same local clock time, even though that does not apply everywhere. Also note that RRI has been missing a number of transmissions lately. The following tentative schedule for English broadcasts only assumes that all their transmitters are back in service. As always, the broadcasts starting at the top of the hour are 1 hour long, and a few on the half hour are only half an hour long. I'll just give the times and frequencies, since mostly 300 kilowatt transmitters can be heard well outside their target areas. At 01UT, 6130 and 7325. At 04, 6020, 7410 and 11790. At 0630, 7345 and 17780. At 1200, 13750 and 15600, and also 17800. At 18UT, 5935. At 2130, 6170, 7310, and 7375. And at 23, 6090, 7220, and 7325. Those are all analog transmissions. Some of the broadcasts have an additional DRM frequency. At 04-9820, 0630, 6040, and 15450. At 12, 15460. At 18, 7350. 2130, 6030. And 23 hours on 6040. Thanks to Wolfgang Buschel for all that info. South Carolina Non on October 10th at 0612. I was surprised to hear Brother Hysterical still going on WRMI 5850. A frequency which had been off the air that late at night. Checking the WRMI schedule, there's a lot more green on it as Brother Scare has bought a lot more time. Ivo Ivanov has rounded up all the additional broadcasts. I'm not going into all the detail, but many of the familiar frequencies have expanded hours. In fact, even running overnight, 21 to 13 UT on 15770, when we doubt it will propagate. The other frequencies with expanded BS are 7780, 5950, 9395, 9455, 7570, 7730, and, of course, 5850. Via Manuel Mendez, we have the B-19 schedule from Spain, REE. Just about as expected, there's only one frequency change, 11685 instead of 11670. That's for West Africa and the South Atlantic, but that transmitter has been missing most of the time. The times, however, change because of the time change in Spain and Europe. This is only about the broadcast in general, not giving details of when other languages will be airing than Spanish. However, we expect English will continue to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 23 UT instead of 22. The other frequencies, 12030, 11940, and 9690. The transmission spans will be Monday through Friday from 16 to 24 for the Eastern Hemisphere and from 19 to 03 for the Western Hemisphere. On weekends, all hemispheres are on the air between 15 and 23 UT. Via ODXA, Edward Kusilik in Alberta forwards news from TWR's Swaziland, or Eswatini, headline retirement of TWR's shortwave service to South Africa. Due to changes in the media landscape and subsequent decline in demand for shortwave radio broadcasts, in South Africa, TWR will be reducing our English morning broadcasts in 49, 60, and 90-meter bands on October 27th, followed by a retirement of these broadcasts on December 31st. Meanwhile, Gianni Serra in Roma reports hearing one of those remaining English broadcasts on 9499.98 variable from 1802 UT, September 30th, but with strong co-channel interference from Romania 9500. Almost every day, at least once, I tune across the HIFER band, or ISM band, 13550 to 13570, where some HIFER beacons are listed to operate, but I hardly ever hear one anymore. Finally, on October 6th at 1348, there was K6FRC, which is an actual ham call in Patterson, California, the first time I'd heard it since April 22nd. And again, heard it the next day, October 7th at 1353. So I can't help but wonder if K6FRC has been operating every day and just not propagating, as you would expect a beacon to do, or if it has been sporadically on the air. And what about all the others? World of Radio Monitoring, the high-power Romanian transmitter on 9490 was off the air Saturday, October 5th, during World of Radio on the adjacent frequency 9485 USB via Hamburger Local Radio Saturday at 1430. And it was audible for our listeners in England, although not very strong, Noel R. Green and Alan Gale. We can only hope, in this case, the Romanian transmitter remains absent. Tim Gaynor has clarified the schedule of his low-power unique radio in New South Wales since daylight shifting has begun by local time, but his programming will stay at the same universal times as before. A bit difference in frequency usage, however. Concerning World of Radio, Saturday at 1000 UT on 5045, Monday at 0930, and again at 1130 on 3210. Tuesday at 08 to 09 UT, previous and the latest episode back-to-back. However, he's making a frequency change right between them at 0830, first on 5045 and then on 3210. You can check out the latest info about his entire schedule at uniqueradio.biz. Since last week, no further info or transmissions heard from the WBCQ Superstation on 9330. That is until October 10th at 0855, when Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing that on the air again with a music test until 0930, and the carrier remained on with no modulation until 0949. Of course, at that hour, it's scheduled to be on 15705, and none of the other registered frequencies have yet been heard. In the afternoons here, after KVOH closes, and sometimes even before, there are no signals to be heard on the 16-meter band. But October 4th at 2117, I had a just barely audible carrier on 17850, which I decided was not a receiver birdie, but something actually being transmitted. It so happens that 17850 is 3 times 5950, one of the 24-hour WRMI frequencies, so I suspect it was a bit of a third harmonic coming out of that transmitter, but I could not detect any audio. I suggest you be on the lookout for this and other multiples of 5950, especially when you have a sporadic E opening from Florida, as I was having at that time, hearing a ham in Central Florida on the adjacent 18 MHz ham band. Of course, WRMI harmonics are normally well suppressed, so this would present quite a challenge, probably only a few watts, if any. WEWN in Alabama is a neat source of new anomalies. October 9th at 0635 past 0640 on 5970, the WEWN carrier with no modulation was cutting off and on at an extremely regular pace of 84 times per minute. I wonder why. Probably no one around Vandiver to notice in the middle of the night, or if personed, they had dozed off. But meanwhile, we were deprived of Spanish Roman Catholicism. We reported last week that WWBA 820 Largo, Florida, must be running 50 kilowatts at night instead of legal 1 kilowatt, since it was being heard all over North America, and even here close to WBAP, causing heavy interference. Well, that's still the case, as I checked at 01 UT October 10th. When first heard, WWBA was running country music, but they had a previous format of talk, and now that's been resumed. Not sure what the story is on that. And furthermore, both stations run Red Eye Radio, October 7th at 0607 UT. WBAP, in fact, is the flagship originator of Red Eye Radio, which is networked all over the country. But WWBA was far out of sync, causing a horrible collision on 820. Wyoming appears to be a rare state for DXers back east, so another station must be out of order. 1030 KTWO in Casper is being widely reported at night, which means it's not really nulling toward WBZ in Boston, although no one seems to be calling it cheating. In fact, it made it all the way to the OBX of NC, where Rick Shafton reported it October 8th at 0456 UT, Wyoming's radio station, 1030 KTWO. Jim Renfrew in Western New York was also very pleased to hear it. He says it's only the second Wyoming station he's heard in many years. The only other one was the expander on 1630. Bingo, a K2ID on 1030 at 0559 UT October 7th. Yes, KDWO is one of those rare radio stations named for its TV affiliate, which was originally on Channel 2. Every night, KOKC 1520 in Oklahoma City has interference from something. And October 6th at midnight 59 UT, I got a definite ID from KOLM in Rochester, Minnesota. In fact, they've been cheating for years. They would not be interfering with KOKC even in Oklahoma if they were on their proper parameters. I will not accept excuses that they have an automation or remote control problem. Every station is responsible for adhering to its license parameters, even if someone has to run the transmitter manually. Negligence, if that's what this is, effectively amounts to cheating, which just happens to greatly improve the station's local coverage. There's been quite a conflict at WBAI, the iconic Pacifica station in New York City, on 99.5. Via Mike Cooper, the New York Times reported on October 7th that 10 of their 12 employees had been laid off. WBAI's owner, the nonprofit Pacifica Foundation, replaced local programming with shows drawn from their other four stations, saying that WBAI was not able to raise the funding needed to keep going with its own programming. However, according to Radio Insight via Artie Bigley, the very next day, the WBAI staff got a temporary restraining order to return to work. I'm sure there's more to this story as time goes on. You can no doubt find it by Googling up WBAI. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 7th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels October 24th and 25th, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5. Active conditions expected on October 21st and 26th, ANKs of 12 and 4. Solar flux still stuck way low at only 68 through at least November 2nd. And that's World of Radio 2003. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening and hoping you'll make a point of hearing me again next week, to end with a standard disclaimer.